at the Department of Indian Affairs headquarters here in Ottawa.
When Cindy walks into the conference room, she's stopped by an employee from Aboriginal Affairs. He tells her, stay out of this meeting. You can't be here because of your tribunal complaint.
And I said, I'm not here to talk about any of that. I'm just here as a technical support. And the Grand Chief of the from Ontario stepped in and said, yeah, she's just here as technical support. She's not here to talk about the tribunal. And the Indian Affairs official said, Grand Chief, do you want to have the meeting or not? To which the Grand Chief said, well, does that mean that if she's in the room, you're not prepared to meet with us? Is that what you're saying? And he said, that's exactly what I mean. It was shocking to me, first of all, to be excluded on that basis. But second of all, as I looked across the couch, there was this very large security guard guarding me. And this guy was about, must have been 250 pounds, over 6 feet, had his arms crossed, and he's looking at me directly from the other side of the coffee table.
Cindy Wonder. Winter's bitter cold weather. Join UBC's Free the Children as they welcome back spring with a huge concert, Equinox. My soul is on fire. On Friday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Pit Pub, featuring live music from Labidos, Color the Wild, Collect Call, System Skyline, Colin Weeks with the Banana Boys, and a surprise DJ. This will surely be a night you don't want to miss. Friday, March 20th, 2015.
I don't know if I've ever told this story.
In the late 80s and early 90s, a couple of well-known criminologists started making predictions about a wave of super predators.
By the year 2005, we may very well have a bloodbath of teenage violence.
There was a group of guys at the group home, and they were like, you need a car for school. We can go steal this car.
They drove to a dirt road. They put me in the trunk, and I had tape over my eyes, and I can't even describe the emotions when you actually realize that somebody is trying to kill you.
I got charged with attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, robbery, conspiracy to commit robbery, kidnapping, conspiracy to commit kidnapping. They were sending me to the adult system at 13 years old. And then they ask you these questions. So do you understand what you're losing? I wish I could go back in time as an adult and be like, are you f***ing kidding me? My lawyer just told me to answer yes to that question. Yes, Your Honor.
Next Wednesday, listen to Super Predators Revisited, the first in a series brought to you by the University of Washington Center for Human Rights and Cited, a brand new podcast about the stakes of academic research. Cited airs each and every Wednesday on CITR at 11:30 a.m. Visit CitedPodcast.com and subscribe to Cited Podcast on iTunes to hear the whole series.
And you were just listening to an excerpt of Cited, formerly The Terry Project. Again, airs Wednesdays 11:30 to 12, and that was on the state of foster care in the province of British Columbia, played on this gloomy day, because I was late to get into the studio. And this is Jonathan, and for the remainder, 45 minutes of the hour, we will be hearing Cue It Up. It's going to be a slow, contemplative day, an empathetic, entry day. That's a new word I just invented. Entry plus intro. It's spelled with a E-I or I-E, depending on your preference. Perhaps you could intersect the two, e-intersect the two, with a letter, Greek, resembling Greek, although having no Greek connotations whatsoever. The first track is Sarah DeVachi's Heliotrope, off her new album, Baron's Court, and Sarah DeVachi will be having her album release party this Saturday at the Fox Cabaret, along with Richard Smith, who is also a fellow Vancouver analog synth head, an enormous collector of Buchla technology and retro synths, and a frequent live collaborator with Sarah Dovaci. Kensington Gore will also be at the Fox Cabaret this Saturday. This is Heliotrope from Sarah Dovaci. And we're going to delve into this right now.
Thank you.
That was Heliotrope from Vancouver artist Sarah Devachi's Baron's Court. And coming up next, we're going to be listening to Wood Green. Also, as it turns out to be the case, from Devachi's Baron's Court. And Devachi, having completed her MFA at Mills College, wrote a particularly interesting document on the irreal in 60s to 70s postmodern composition. And I have a line from it here, which may be worth thinking about when delving into exploratory soundscapes, what is meant to be derived when there appears to be nothing explicitly political. And Devachi writes that the function of art, then, is not merely to preserve or represent without simultaneous self-transcendence. It is rather to develop ideas, feelings, and experiences throughout the aesthetic process in order to expose or reveal new realities. In other words, the world that is evoked is invaluable precisely because it does not reflect what one can already claim to know. And this is the song Wood Green by Devachi.
Thank you.
further on in the dissertation which Sarah Devachi wrote, she states, "Compelled to accept this, questions of how the aesthetic in some way emerges, how a phenomenal world is opened up or evoked from the perceived, still remain. Here, another indispensable concept can be extracted from Sartre, namely that of captive consciousness. This way of experiencing things, though not necessarily worthy of distinction from the imaging mode of consciousness itself, could be described as fascination through a state of engagement. This fascination could be total when certain privileged objects are fixed on for a long time in special psychological conditions, endlessly exciting and endlessly deceiving. This concept arises quite frequently in the context of certain musical works that construct environments for facilitating a state of captive consciousness, particularly in relation to the idea that there are certain conditions that can implicitly direct or at least enhance processes of transformation, transcendence, and unconcealment of worlds not represented in the perceptual realm. Through repetition, extension, and suspension of sound over time, for instance, one may focus or concentrate in a more engaged way, which will enable them to perceive or experience things that were not necessarily given explicitly. Perhaps then the notions of unconcealment or revelation could be seen more specifically as a bringing of images previously held at the periphery of the unconsciousness to the forefront."
When I came on holidays in Vancouver for the first time, something like 12 years ago, I think, I met a guy selling French charcuterie. He had the strongest French accent I've ever heard. And I was thinking, was that possible to still have that kind of accent after 15 or 20 years spent in BC? Well, I do know by now. I've often been embarrassed by my own accent, but I soon discovered that everyone has one here. In fact, it has its perks. If you sell croissants and baguettes, they will taste better just because of your accent. You are seen as an expert, you're the real deal, even if you don't know what you are doing. And I know what I'm talking about. Believe me. What I also discovered, thanks to my funny pronunciation, is that many people in my Anglophone entourage are able to speak French. After all, most Canadians learned it at school. The lack of practice makes them extremely self-conscious. But when they meet someone like me, they think, hey, she can't blame me for my accent or my mistakes, so let's give it a try. That's how I kind of became an unofficial French tutor. So the only thing I have to say is, be proud of your Frenchitude and accent. They can take you places and help you meet wonderful people. And if you are a Francophile, know that in Metro Vancouver, you have many opportunities to learn, practice, and improve your French. From meetups to theater, from movies to circus camps, and from radio shows to community newspapers. Je m'appelle Laurence, and I'm on a Frenchization, refranchisation mission at Coop Radio, the French meetups, and many other places. So join me pour les rendez-vous de la francophonie, March 6th to 22nd. More info at rvf.ca.
It's hard to start a new life in a new country, isn't it? A little bit.
Là, vous venez de dire une petite betterave.
Petite betterave.
There's something to be said about the violence of normative accents, even the popularization of the aristocratic English, often at the expense, this hanging specter of the comical Cockney accent, which has always been a signifier of lower class in England. And now, with the privileging of the English accent, Doctor Who, Benedict Cumberbatch, Harry Potter, all of these terrible tropes perpetuating the popularity of the English accent. And what is England, if not one of the most grotesque and brutal imperialistic powers to have ever existed? And on that note, we will now hear Enemy Victorian from Zanhet's new album.
Thank you.
Bepi Crispin presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut-up / collage, and a general Crispin weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
So what we just heard was Enemy Victorian off Sandhead's new album, The Revisionist, releasing on San Francisco label, The Flenser, Sandhead, Brooklyn experimental metal group. And speaking of Brooklyn experimental metal, although that is wholly a coincidental attachment which I am fixating us on, because really I just wanted an excuse to play the song. Although how much of a coincidence this could be due to the convergence of principles and of taste and of a community which reciprocates its own music, where knowledge is shared and influence is spread. Liturgy, also from Brooklyn, experimental metal unit, has released a new single off their upcoming album, Arcwork, Rain Array, and it is quite good. It leaked about 2 weeks back. I want to attest to its goodness. So we're going to listen to Rain Array, and then in another coincidental, non-coincidental turn, we're going to close out the show with a track from the new Lightning Bolt album, which is releasing on the same label as Liturgy's Arcwork. It is also quite good. That was Liturgy's Rain O'Ray off the upcoming ARC work to be released near the end of this month. This has been Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up next, we have Asian Wave with Steve Zhang. And to close this off, we're going to listen to Lightning Bolt's Leave the Lantern Lit off their album Fantasy Empire, which is also to be released imminently.
Could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Benn weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy. It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101. Your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you've been having a pleasant week so far, frolicking amidst the fog and the rain. You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music and pop culture news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me on this rather cloudy Wednesday afternoon, broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. And last week, if you joined me, we had our annual Fund Drive show, where we gathered some money, gathered some pledges to help support this station, this amazing environment that we have going on here, to keep it going strong, to keep it healthy. And I am proud to say that Asian Wave 101, with the help of listeners and supporters everywhere, all around, however Vancouver and however many supporters I may have for the show, we raised $190 to my knowledge to support the station. So thank you all so much. Everyone who pledged online, told me in person that you were going to help support the station. Thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. You really have no idea how much it means to me. And thank you. And I promise it's going to be a good day today. Let's go. So The first song of the day is by Taiwanese girl group Populady with their single Just Say It. It's in typical Populady style, very cute, very bubbly.